At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
That's the reason they won. Because he had this, like, crazy, like, all-out effort, all-the-time mentality. We saw it on television. We saw it in his interviews. It's how he coached his team. It permeated throughout the team. Now, over time, it wore out its welcome.
Yeah.
But in the moment, it was awesome. So if you have a passive, you know, we'll figure this thing out. We'll go look at the tape mindset. Your players are going to have that mindset. They're going to react the same way. And on game day, if you're not composed or over emotional, your players are going to be not composed and over emotional. So it's picking a head coach is so hard. Because you got to have a guy that's going to motivate the hell out of these guys, but you also have to have someone who has no pride in ownership and will delegate powers and empower other people to be great at what they do, and then you have shared success. Like, finding that person is hard to do, because once you get in that job, sometimes your ego gets the best of you, and we've seen this too many times with the New York Giants. Too many. Joe Judge was certainly this way. Maybe Ben McAdoo was this way, even though he didn't deserve to be with how he handled the whole Eli Manning ending of his career. So, like, I don't envy the person trying to do this job of hiring the next Giant head coach, but there are some specific things that you have to avoid, some specific things that you have to have as a head coach to be, especially in New York.
Miles in Hamilton, New Jersey. What's up, Miles?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
What's up, man? What's up?
So I'm surprised I haven't heard anybody bring this up on the station all day until Perloff's last update kind of stole my thunder here. I was on X earlier, and I saw a tweet from a Packers beat reporter, Matt Schneiderman. He had said that he thinks that Matt LaFleur may be coaching for his job this season. And if Matt LaFleur loses that job in Green Bay, which I don't think would be the best move for them, I think he should definitely be the Giants' number one option.
I think the reason no one's brought it up yet is because
it sounds absurd.
It still sounds absurd despite what happened last night.
Right.
Like, I mean, Matt LaFleur in Green Bay has done pretty much an awesome job.
Despite
some of the decision making early on with Aaron Rodgers that I may not have liked. So, yes, they lost last night, and yes, it was ugly, and yes, the Packers have had a few losses that are very tough to explain. It doesn't feel realistic yet. Like, Mike Tomlin feels more realistic because he's been there for so long and you could see the underachieving happen. I still think the Packers are going to win and make the postseason. Now, where they go from there, who knows?
He's had one sub-500 season.
That's correct. And he's had four double-digit win seasons. He is 72-36 in his NFL career.
Yeah, so they're underperforming right now.
No doubt, and last night was a bad loss. But I don't know if anyone really thinks the Packers are going to fire him.
I love him, though.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates. From all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Well, yeah, if he gets fired, hire him.
He's awesome. He's a Rondé guy. Sports Talk on WFAN is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. When I say Rondé guy, Rondé guy is someone who I know because of Rondé. Rondé knows him well. Right. And so when I went and did a Green Bay game a couple years ago, me and Matt Ryan were on the field. I could have talked to him for the entirety of the game. I almost forgot. I actually missed. We had a hit we had to do, and I missed it because I was down on the field.
I'm going to ask you a tough question now.
What's that?
Tricky one. Both Mike Tomlin and LaFleur become available.
LaFleur.
Wow, that quickly.
Yeah. I love Mike Tomlin, but I know Mike Tomlin is not leaving Pittsburgh, and if he does leave Pittsburgh, he's chilling.
Yeah, but that's a cheap way to answer the question.
I'm being real.
No, I know.
You want me
I
to give you BS? You want me to give you real?
If both wanted to come here, I'm going to phrase it that way. So it's not BS. It's just answering Evan's dumb question. If both guys wanted.
Mike Tomlin.
Okay. There you go. See, I got him to answer it. I just had to manipulate that.
I have a follow-up question because it's something I can't shake from my brain that I feel like one of you two, and I'm forgetting which one, is ingrained in me. The idea of coaches that lose their job, you would prefer them sit out a year.
This is different.
LaFleur is different than that?
Because he's not unsuccessful.
Yeah, he's okay. Been to the playoffs a million times. He has a winning percentage that's almost 70%. Like, I said that about Adam Gase.
Right.
Okay.
Say it about Rex Ryan
right.
when he has a bad two seasons.
Rex Ryan.
Like, I'm going to go fix it someplace else. No, you're not, dude. Right? So there's a reason that you got fired. If LaFleur gets fired, it would be shocking.
It would be. That's why, I appreciate the call, and I understand where that thought would come from off of last night and apparently one of the sports minutes we played that I did not pay attention to. Mm-hmm. But I don't think it's realistic. I think Mike Tomlin's more realistic.
It was a conversation in Green Bay in August after the Parsons trade, though.
About firing him?
This was the finishing piece for Green Bay, and they were getting a little tired of him. That's why I don't think it came out of nowhere when a Packer reporter said it last night.
Tired of him because they haven't won a championship?
Exactly. Well, again, these are first world problems that we can't understand here in New York that are so absurd. But yes, to answer that question, yes.
Okay, great. Go 15 years without winning a playoff game like Mike Tomlin.
Yep.
It hasn't been that long, but you know what I mean.
I get you.
Well, I'm with you. I can't stand these disgraceful organizations that don't get what it's like.
I mean, listen, I'm the fan of a team that hasn't seen the playoffs since Obama's first term. I mean, my God. At least you guys experienced it a couple years ago.
No.
We'll get back to your calls coming up. There's a new tradition around here, and that is Aaron Glenn getting into it with the New York Jet beat reporters. Lately, it's been about who the quarterback is. Like, oh, I'm not going to tell you. It's a secret. It's like, hide the pickle. Well, earlier today, isn't that the game, hide the pickle?
It is.
Thank you. I'm just making sure.
Well, I'm just shocked because you already did this, we guessed, and now you're going to go to it in your repertoire now?
What do you mean, hide the pickle?
Yeah. Well, we figured out the name now. That's your go-to?
Because that's what Aaron Glenn does with the starting quarterback. That's what I was looking for that term last week, and now that I have it, yes, Aaron Glenn plays hide the pickle with the Jet beat reporters on who the quarterback is.
Glenn is a weird guy.
And we all mostly find it funny, but earlier today, Aaron Glenn went at it again with the media, in which he basically doesn't want to talk about injuries anymore. Take a listen to Aaron Glenn lecturing and debating whether he's going to talk about injuries or not.
I'm going to pass on talking about injuries. Since Rich, he's not here, has all the answers, so you guys can get all the injuries from Rich. So I go right into this game.
Are you a candidate for Iowa, or is that not something you want
to ask Rich? Well, I'm telling you to ask Rich. Well, you better call him.
No disrespect to you or Rich, but like we want to hear from you. You know, like
that you guys have been here. You guys have been hearing from me, but now since we're just reporting stuff, you know, that I haven't said, then maybe you should ask him.
Thanks, everybody. See you on the field.
Now he's mad at Rich Samini because yesterday Rich reported exclusively that Garrett Wilson is going to be out for 3 to 4 weeks because of this knee issue, and so. It's kind of customary that this happens. Like, coaches talk about injuries. They don't tell you everything. And then a reporter, a good reporter, says, hey, did more research. Here's what I got. So Glenn is apparently pissed off at Samini for breaking that news story about Wilson. And his response is, go ask Rich.
That's funny.
Why should I talk about it? Go ask Rich. Your thoughts on this?
Oh, I love this. Because he's not even, it's not about Rich. It's about whoever told Rich.
So he's mad at the leaker.
He's mad at the leaguer, and he's taking out on the media or having fun with the media. Because inside, I think he's laughing.
So you think this is still comic to him?
Well, think about what this team has presented ever since he became the head coach and Muji the general manager. You heard zero leaks.
Very
about
true.
Anything.
Look at the Sauce and Quinn trades.
What? No, nobody had any idea. I mean, I guess people were calling, and so maybe they were asked about that at some point, but Muji doesn't talk. Darren Muji doesn't talk, so it wasn't as if he was going to leak it. So it caught everybody by surprise. And so when you think about how this happened, he's pissed off about that, so he's making light of it.
Yeah.
I don't mind this. It is what it is.
I'm not mad at it. Like, I don't want to act like I am because I'm not. That would be, like, fake anger.
Mm-hmm.
This is more now an annoyance. Like, if you're upset with someone in the organization for leaking it out, you don't have to take it out on poor Connor Hughes or Brian Costello. What did they do? All Samini did was break a story about Garrett Wilson. So I like the fact that the Jets have been really good at plugging the leaks. But don't get mad at the reporters. They're not the one leaking stuff. They're the ones just trying to get the leaks. They're trying to fill up their tub with leaks.
Well, there's also nothing to add.
Well, yeah, I guess. Or so you can confirm it.
What are you adding?
I can confirm Garrett Wilson's out 3 to 4 weeks. We're not that concerned. Not a big deal. It sucks. Blah, blah, blah. And any other injury. Because he even said he's not going to talk about any injury. Mm-hmm. He said, go ask Rich. Actually, that is funny. Now that I think about it.
I mean, if you need to know the injuries, it'll be on the injury report.
I know, but
that has to be released. So just wait for the injury report.
But that's like part of what coaches do is they tell us this stuff. Eventually, Aaron Glenn's going to cancel the media meetings. Like, why am I talking to you? Like, what's the point of this? I'm not going to tell you about injuries.
Right.
I'm not going to tell you who my starter is. You know what? I'm just going to release a statement every week. We may be getting there. Mm. But you know what? Here's the reason most Jet fans don't give a crap. They're on a 2-game winning streak.
Right.
That's the truth. Winning cures all. Losing makes things bad.
Mm-hmm.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio.
and T's apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.